FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
The time of my life has been being right here on the radio with you, getting the day started. So thank you so much for letting me get up, get at it, get moving along with you on 105.7 CFW. Here we are Thursday. It is the 7th of August. Hope it's going to be a great day today for you. Let me see. What is today, August 7th? I saw something was was on the list to celebrate. It's National IPA Day. It's National Sea Serpent Day. I don't know how you would celebrate that. And it's National Purple Heart Day today. So salute to all those that receive that. Here's Four Non-Blondes now. 105.7 CFW.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Seven CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Precious kisses.
There's Culture Club 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, more. It's Mike McKay along with you. The average American is willing to drive 36 miles out of their way just to get some food from like a restaurant or some place that they normally can't get the food closer to where they are. So do you do that? Have you ever driven like a long way to go to a particular restaurant? As a matter of fact, let's hear from you. Because who knows, maybe some of us want a road trip to your suggestion. Stop by our Facebook page, 1057CFW, let me know. Or you can always text me through that Civic Media app at 1057CFW and let me know about it. So is there a, you know, a particular restaurant, a place to eat that you will drive out of your way just to go to it? 30, 40, maybe an hour away just because it's your favorite spot. Share that info this morning, all right? Again, on our Facebook page or text me through that Civic Media app or drop me a voice message at 1057CFW on that Civic Media app. Now it's Dan Hartman.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes. I'm not hiding the remedy to cure this old heart of mine. I can dream about you if I can't hold you tonight. I can dream about you. You know how to hold me just right. I can dream about you if I can't hold you tonight. I can dream about you. You know how to hold me just right. Moving sidewalk, I don't see under my feet.
'90s and more for Eau Claire, 1057 CFW.
Just like the wild wind dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, 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 just like the wild wind dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, more. It's Mike along with you as we move through this Thursday morning together. And yeah, I want to hear from you out on Facebook or text me through that Civic Media app. Is there a particular place, a restaurant or someplace you'll go for food where you'll go out of your way? Because Americans will drive an average of 36 minutes to go to someplace special to eat that, you know, isn't near them. Someplace they really like. We'll do that. There's a couple of places. First off, my cousin's Italian restaurant up in the Twin Cities. We'll drive to the Twin Cities just to go to Russo's. That's their. That's the restaurant. It's over on Payne Avenue, over on the east side of St. Paul. That's home, man, Russo's. Also, we like a place. It's called the Dragon Pearl. It's a Chinese restaurant that's in Hudson, and it's not like the Chinese buffets that are around here. The chow mein that you get there, you can't get at Chinese restaurants around here. You just can't. It's totally different. It's kind of almost was always a Twin Cities type thing for this chow mein. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's so good. And the Dragon Pearl, which is right downtown Hudson, we will purposely just drive there to Hudson just to get it, eat, and then get a big giant bag of it, of course, to bring home so we've got it for later. But it's so good. So how about you? Let me know, because who knows, might be a suggestion, might be something we want to try out. Okay? So is there a restaurant or a place that you will drive out of your way to go and eat? You know, it might be 30, 40, 50 minutes away. Tell me about it. Stop by our Facebook page. Right now, here's Def Leppard. We'll be right back. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. There goes Def Leppard. It's Mike McKay along with you as we move through this Thursday morning together. Time to jump into that time machine once again. And a little remake rewind for you as we actually, before we get to the original, we go to 1988 when a pop group called Art of Noise decided to do a cover song, but they did not have a lead vocalist. What they did was they got a hold of Tom Jones, yes, that Tom Jones, and said, "Tom, we would love you to sing a Prince song for us." Tom said, "Absolutely." And it was a hit, going into the top 10 all across the globe.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
And, of course, the MTV video for the song was a top 10 as well. So let's go back a couple of years earlier, 1986, the one, the only, Prince.
Just one.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Daryl Hall, John Oates, Rich Girl, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. McKay in the morning along with you. I think most of us, all of us, have felt stressed out from time to time, and it's what you do to deal with that stress, you know, so you can get past it and move forward. But it seems like some stressed out young adults in China are turning to a very unusual stress reliever. I will tell you what it is. Give me 3 minutes right after In Excess. I will let you know what this very unique stress reliever that they're doing. This is in China. Young adults are doing this. This is, I don't know, man. Hang on.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. Makes me sweat.
you know, I've got to let you know, you're one of my kind.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Now, all of us have been stressed at one time or another. I mean, it's that simple. We get stressed out. It's what you do to de-stress, I guess. Everybody has their own way of doing that. It seems, though, that stressed out young adults in China are turning to an unusual stress reliever. And they say young adults, when they say young adults, they say like 18 to 29-year-olds, this is in China, are turning to adult pacifiers to help them with anxiety and stress. That's right. These are adults. They're using pacifiers and sucking on a pacifier to make them feel calmer and less stressed. They said some of them even use it at night, and they claim that it helps them to sleep better. See, these are adults now, young adults in China. According to some psychologists, they say it's regression phenomenon. And it's when people are faced with extreme stress and insurmountable problems, they tend to unconsciously regress to earlier stages of development, and the pacifier symbolizes the security and comfort of infancy. So the question I have for you is, would you use an adult pacifier to help you? You know, you got a bad day at work, you're really stressed out, it's not going well. You walk into your cubicle, you grab your adult pacifier, and you start. I just can't see that happening.
Lake Wissota wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Economy furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you got to see. The biggest selection for miles around. Two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Man, look at that return of the old king, man.
Oh, wow. Emotional.
King of the Hill is back.
They got a Bob's in the airport now. Oh, that's Boba.
World has changed, Dad.
Bobby wants to bring that new girl over for dinner.
The Vega? What the hell am I supposed to feed her?
Can't we just put some grass in a bowl?
From Mike Judge and Greg Daniels.
Ready to make some memories, Dad?
Let's freaking go.
A Hulu original series, King of the Hill. All episodes now streaming on Hulu.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for dairy processor grants. According to a press release, eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in the state. The grant funding can be used to address a wide variety of business needs, including staff training, food safety improvements, and even expanding or modernizing plants. Recipients could get up to $50,000 in grant funding per project, and applications must be submitted to the agency by September 17th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day this week. The event is part of a statewide effort by the agency to raise awareness about the dangers that aquatic invasive species pose to the state's waterways. Volunteers will gather at training sites across the state to learn how to locate and identify the aquatic invasive species and catalog the findings to help the agency track their spread. Residents interested in participating in the event must register online by Friday. Five Menominee area nonprofits received a portion of $60,000 in grant funding through the Philanthropy Unplugged event at Luquette Brewing Company last week. The event was organized by the Community Foundation of Dunn County and saw the nonprofits pitch projects to community members before the audience voted on how to distribute the funding. Stepping Stones of Dunn County received $30,000, with the rest going to Arbor Place, Inc., the Menominee Theater Guild, the Community Tables, and the Shirley Doan Senior Center. An Ettrick man facing charges of contractor theft in multiple western Wisconsin counties has been sentenced in Polk County. According to court documents, 43-year-old David Olson of Frontline Roofing and Exteriors entered a guilty plea to the charge after being accused of accepting more than $25,000 for a roofing job in Polk County and failing to complete that job. He's also facing similar criminal charges in Washburn, St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties for allegedly accepting payments for roof repair jobs but not actually completing them. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of storms today. We'll see a high near 83 degrees. Otherwise, partly sunny and calm winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 69. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 91. The heat index will push into the upper 90s.
Currently, 69 degrees. CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Mm-hmm.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. Mike McKay along with you. It's wonderfully muggy this morning, and it's going to be sticky today and even more humid tomorrow. So whatever you need to do to stay. I was watching the national news last night, and they said that Arizona was having, you know, these record heat. And then they had to go out, firefighters had to go and rescue someone who was, you know, hiking. If it's 115 degrees, you're going to have to put the hike off for a day, don't you think? Right? I mean, so use some common sense, drink some water, and stay out of the heat if you can, okay? Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, 105.7 CFW.
I'm
Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Tell you, you were always, always not.